知音服务员一林，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2021年1月13日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了来的传扬法服为我们继续讲解永恒的璀璨的经，是璀璨的 Charitamrita Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Reading this morning from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 24. This chapter is entitled Title: The 61 Explanation of the Atmarama Verse.
今天我们继续来讲解《永恒的璀璨的经》，是《璀璨的 Charitamrita Madhya Lila》中篇逍遥的第24章 Atmarama 师节的61项解释。
So we are continuing on the story of Mugari the Hunter.
我们继续来讲。Mugari, 猎人的故事。
And we see that this story is actually quite close to our own situation.
我们可以看到这个故事其实和我们自身的状况非常的接近。
That in terms of time, in the material world, situations are always the same.
事实上在这个物质世界这个情形总是大致相同的。
What happened thousands of years ago still happens today.
几千年前发生的事情今现在正在也在上演。
Nothing ever changes in the material world.
其实在这个物质世界里没有什么是改变。
The experiences are the same.
我们的经验是相同的。
The influence of the modal material nature are the same.
这个物质自然的这个影响也是相同的。
The cycle of birth and death is the same.
生老病死都是一样的。
The only thing that changes is when we come in contact with a pure devotee.
只有当我们和纯粹的奉献者相遇的时候，一切才发生了改变。
So just as the hunter came in contact with Narada Muni.We also come in contact with Srila Prabhupada.
那就好像呢，这个猎人他遇到了 Narada Muni， 我们也是类似，我们遇到的是 Srila Prabhupada.
And the hunter may have spent his life torturing animals.
那这个猎人呢，他去折磨这些动物。
We have wasted our life eating animals.
而我们呢，把我们的一生都浪费在吃这些动物上。
So really, there's not much difference.
所以说呢，实际上并没有什么很大的区别。
Transformation in the heart of the hunter is that the pure devotee is so powerful that the changes take place practically immediately.
那因为纯粹的奉献者是那么的有力量，所以可以说像猎人这样的罪恶的人，他的内心的改变是发生在一瞬间。
Sometimes we may hesitate or we may have doubts, we may be confused.
有的时候呢，我们可能也会感到困惑，感到疑惑或者是质疑。
We may not know if the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita are real.
我们也不知道这个薄伽梵歌的这个教导是否是真实的。
We understand that the Vaishnavas are special people, but we don't really know if they are helpful.
我们知道呢 ，Vaishnava 奉献者都是一群非常特别的人，但是我们却不知道他们是否真的能够帮到我们。
Because we have too much information.
因为呢，我们的信息量摄取的太多了。
And the mind is very weak.
而我们的心里又是那么脆弱。
And we don't have the ability to discriminate between what is true and what is not true.
所以呢，在真实和虚幻之间，我们已经失去了分辨的能力。
So it's very difficult to make tangible spiritual progress.
所以呢，要获得一些实质性的灵性上的进步，就变得非常的困难。
And even if we do, accept the process of devotional service, we still have difficulty to control our mind and senses.
即便是我们接受奉献服务的事实和它的效果，但是呢，我们依然很难以就是控制我们自己的身体。
In addition to family obligations and pressure for material life.
那我们一方面有物质的家庭的这些责任要去履行，给我们带来很大的压力。同时呢，还有这个物质自然的能量施加于我们的这种压力。
But if we look at the story of the hunter, we can understand that it's not about the body, it's about the soul.
但是呢，我们从猎人 McGrary 的这个例子就可以看到，实际上呢，真正重要的并不是这个躯体外在的东西，而是灵魂。
And therefore, absolutely every single living entity has a chance to make spiritual progress.
所以说呢，在这个世界上所有的生物体他们每一个都有机会能够获得灵性上的进步。
As a matter of fact, we saw in the story that Narada Muni was able, by his transcendental power, to give life back to those animals.
而且呢，我们也看到在这个故事里面 ，Narada Muni 通过他超然的这种力量，他能够把这个就让这些动物都起死回生。
So.If he has the power to give life back to an animal, he definitely has the power to give spiritual life to a conditioned soul.
那既然他有这种力量能够让动物起死回生，那么他一定也可以给一个受条件限制的灵魂，给予他这个灵性的生命，让他复苏。
So we saw the progression of the transformation in the heart of the hunter.
我们可以看到这个猎人内心中的变化。
That he, first of all, adopted an attitude of obedience.
首先呢，他有一个非常端正的态度，也就是一种顺从。
Now, how was he able to understand that this person is so saintly that I am prepared to give everything up?
那他是怎么样就做出这样的一个决定？他能看出对方是一个非常神圣的人，而且他决定为了他可以抛弃一切呢。
This is the point with the power of bhakti, is there is no need to try to understand or discriminate. One knows that purity is the force.
所以呢，这个 bhakti 的力量所在就体现在这里了。也就是说，一个人他并不需要去特意的用心智去分辨，本身纯粹就是力量。
And therefore, the trust is established naturally.
所以呢，这样的一种信任感，它是自然而然就建立起来的。
So, what is the result of the trust?
那么，这样的一种信赖，其结果又是什么呢？
Krishna within the heart takes charge from now on.
也就是说，从那一刻开始，内心中的这个 Krishna 就开始全面的指导着这个人了。
So, the hunter was able to give everything up.
所以呢，这个。猎人呢，他就可以放下一切
，and follow the instruction of Narada Muni，
然后去遵循 Narada Muni 的训谕。
And behind each instruction came the intelligence how to perform, how to follow that instruction。
那在每一个训示的后面呢，伴随而来的就是去遵循和实践这个训谕的智慧和力量。
So this is called faith.
这个就叫做信心。
And faith is a spiritual, it's a spiritual quality that follows the conditioned souls all the way to perfection.
那这样的一种信念呢，它会伴随着一个受局限的灵魂，伴随着它一路走向完美的境界。
Faith is also part of the different relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world.
而且呢，这个就灵性世界与 Krishna 的不同的关系而言， 这个信念呢也是核心。
Even in Krishna's transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan, he's always asking either his mother to believe him, or the coward girls to believe him, or his father to believe him.
就算是在这个 Vrindavan 的超然的逍遥时光里，我们也可以看到 Krishna 用各种各样的方法，让那些牧牛姑娘 Gopi 们能够信任他，然后让那个他的母亲去相信他，他的父亲。
So every move in relation to Krishna is an act of faith.
所以说呢，就是在和 Krishna 的这种关系当中，在他的逍遥时光里面，就是每一个一举一动都体现了这样的一种对 Krishna 全然的信任或者说信念。
And each time we hesitate, we take one step backward.
每一次当我们犹豫不决的时候，其实我们就后退了一步。
Just like Srila Prabhupada, very often when he used to present Bhagavad Gita.
就好像呢，当 Srila Prabhupada 他去呈现佛家梵歌的时候，他经常是这样做的。
He said, "I'm not the only one to declare that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead."
他说呢，并不是我个人在宣称 Krishna 是至尊人格神兽。
Arjuna also claimed it.
Arjuna 也宣布了。
But Arjuna was not the one to claim it. There were many, many sages who claimed it over time.
Arjuna 也不是唯一一个去宣布 Krishna 是至尊人格首饰人的人。从古至今有无数的圣人，他们都如此宣言说。
So Mugrari the hunter is able to make tangible spiritual progress because of the attitude.
所以呢 Mugrari 这个猎人他之所以能够有这种实质上的灵性的进步呢，是因为他的态度。
And he knows exactly what to do.
而且他完全知道应该做些什么。
So last week, we saw in the story that when Narada Muni brought his friend, Parvata Muni, to visit the hunter.
上一周我们就讲到了当 Narada Muni 把他的朋友Parvata,来见这个Mugrari 这个猎人的时候
Mugrari was very excited to see his guru but he could not bow down to him because he was afraid of crushing the ants
那么这个当这个猎人 Mugrari 看到他的 guru 远远的看见的时候他是非常的激动那么他想向他的灵性导师顶拜但是他又不能马上这么去做因为他看到在面前的地上有很多的蚂蚁。
Because now you have the vision that Krishna is within the heart of all living entities.
因为在这个时候呢，他已经有这样的一种视域，就是 Krishna 在每一个生物体的心中。
Then he greeted his guru and Parvata Muni.
然后呢，他就迎接了这个他的灵性导师还有 Parvata Muni.
And he gave them a place to sit.
然后呢？又让他就给他们让他们坐上坐在他准备的座位上。
Something which is a proper etiquette when receiving the spiritual master or any devotee for that matter.
所以说呢，就是在迎接灵性导师或者其他的奉献者的时候呢，这就是一种接待的礼仪。
Srila Prabhupada explains when someone comes to your door.You should do three things.
沙巴巴他说呢，当某人登门的时候，你应当做三件事情。
You should give them a glass of water.
给他一杯水喝。
You should give them a seat.
给他一个座。
And you should offer some sweet words.
然后呢，说一些非常动听的话。
And then he says, if you have no water, at least you should offer a seat.
然后他说呢，如果你没有这个水的话，你至少呢能够给他准备一个座位。
If you don't have a seat, at least you should have sweet words.
那如果说你连给他坐的地方都没有，那至少你应当对他说一些非常美好的话。
So when a devotee receives a guest, it's like receiving the Supreme Lord.
所以呢，当一个奉献者去迎接另一个奉献者的到来的时候，这就好比是在迎接这个至尊主一样。
Such a guest is known as Atithi Bhagavan.
这样的一个 客人呢，他被称为 Atithi Bhagavan。
Titi means timely, Atithi means untimely。
就是 Titi 呢，就是Atithi 就是指的是不期而至的一个客人啊，就是说不期而至。Titi 呢，就是事实，就是在一个特定的时候。
In other words, unexpected guest。
啊，换句话说，就是不期而至的客人。
And it is mentioned also in the manual for worshipping the deities that if you are engaged in worshipping the deity, like doing an aarti or doing an offering, and a guest arrives, you should stop your worship to greet that guest.
而且呢，在关于这个崇拜神像的这个规则里面也提到，所以如果你正在崇拜神像，比如说你在进一个香或者是进一个灯的时候，那么当你这个时候呢有客人不期而至的时候，你应当马上停下你手中的这个 RT， 然后呢去款待他，招待他坐下。
So when devotees meet together for programs, this etiquette should be strictly followed.
所以呢，当奉献者们聚会在一起联谊的时候，都应当去遵循这样的礼仪。
Now, Srila Prabhupada mentions that to receive the spiritual master is the duty of the disciple.
那这个 Srila Prabhupada 他说呢，就是对于一个门徒来说，去迎接自己的灵性导师是一份责任。
And to make all possible facilities for the welcoming the guru.
而且呢，他应当要提前做出非常妥善的这个准备，去迎接他的，去款待他的灵性导师。
And Prabhupada mentions that it doesn't matter what one was before initiation. After initiation, one must learn the etiquette of receiving the spiritual master.
那释迦牟尼他说呢，一个人在启迪之前可以不论，但是启迪之后的话，每一个人都要学会去迎接自己灵性导师的恰当的礼仪。
So, what happened is now Mugrari is a Vaishnava.
那么 Mugrari 呢，他现在已经变成了一个 Vaishnava 奉献者。
And Prabhupada explains that a Vaishnava is something very great.
那释迦牟尼解释说呢， Vaishnava 是非常的伟大的。
We call ourselves devotees, we call ourselves Vaishnavas, but actually to be in that position is a very, very elevated position.
虽然我们习惯的自称是奉献者或者 Vaishnava，但是呢，真正名副其实的 Vaishnava 奉献者要达到那样的一个境界呢，实际上是很不容易的，这是非常崇高的地位。
Because a Vaishnava is actually situated beyond all designation of Vana and Ashram.
其实这个 Vaishnava 呢，它超越于整个的所有的这些 Vana 和 Ashram， 也就是超越于所有的社会阶层和灵性境界。
Vaishnava means worshipper of Vishnu.
那 Vaishnava 的意思是什么呢？就是主 Vishnu 的崇拜者。
It means that the Vaishnava is already situated on the platform of the spiritual world.
也就是说呢，一个 Vaishnava 就意味着他已经处在这个灵性世界了。
Every morning when the devotees recite the 10 offenses to the holy name before they start chanting their rounds.
那每天清晨，当奉献者们在念诵这个自己的十六圈之前，要去念这个冒犯声明十戒。
They also say, and anyone who considers themselves to be a Vaishnava must guard against these 10 offenses.
就是说到每一个称为 Vaishnava 的奉献者，都应当小心的防范这些戒条。
So really, a Vaishnava is one who never.Commits offenses.
所以呢，其实一个名副其实的 Vaishnava 应当意味着他是从来不会有任何一条这个冒犯的，是从来不做冒犯的人。
And what is the result of offenseless chanting?
那如果一个人能够去除所有的这个冒犯的话，那么这种没有冒犯的这个念诵，它所带来的成果是什么呢？
Symptoms of ecstasy.
这个就是狂喜的真相。
The symptoms of ecstasy are physical.
狂喜的这个真相呢是可见的，就是表现在你的身上。
They can be internal and they can be visible on the body.
啊，这种狂喜它可以表现在两种，一种就是内在不可见的，一种就是外在可见的。
And by the mercy of the spiritual master and the mercy of Krishna, we sometimes have a little experience of those symptoms of ecstasy.
那随着至尊主 Krishna 以及灵性导师的仁慈，有的时候呢，我们可以体会到一点点的这种狂喜。
We become very emotional. We may even cry.
我们可能会激动的流下眼泪，百感交集。
We become very ecstatic.
或者呢，欣喜若狂。
We become joyful.
非常的喜乐。
So we get a glimpse of really what it means to experience pure ecstasy through the chanting.
所以呢，通过这个呢，我们可以些许的感受到纯粹的念诵主的圣名究竟意味着什么。我们可以有这么一瞥。
Now, when the hunter finds himself in front of his spiritual master, he naturally begins to chant the holy name of Krishna.
那当这个猎人他看到了他的灵性导师的时候，他就不由自主地唱诵起了主的圣名。
And his body began to shake. He began to cry.
他的身体不由自主地颤抖起来，他泪如泉涌。
He raised his arms. He began to dance.
他双手高举。翩翩起舞
，jumping up and down，
然后再跳跃。
So when we see the spiritual master, of course we become very joyful, we get excited.
所以呢，很自然的，当我们看到了我们的灵性导师的时候呢，内心中就会充满着这种激动，然后呢就会欣喜若狂，这是很自然的。
And this is the proof that the joy of the soul is communicating with the guru.
也就是说呢，这个灵魂展示出了这种无比的喜悦，他呢就和灵魂在灵性和灵性导师之间已经在沟通。
So Parvatamuni is witnessing the dynamics between Narada Muni and his new disciple.
那Parvatamuni 呢，他就看到这个Narada Muni 和他的新门徒之间的。这种非常生动的交流。
And he praises Narada Muni by saying, "Certainly, you are a touchstone."
所以呢，他就赞美这个 Narada Muni 说呢，毫无疑问，你就是点睛石。
So touchstones have the capacity to turn anything into gold.
这个所谓这个赤金石，不是赤金石，就是点睛石，意味着就是说，你可以把所有的东西都能够转变成为金子。
So Prabhupada explains that a devotee who is a touchstone, whoever they meet, they become devotees.
那就是释迦牟尼还有解释说呢，如果一个奉献者他是点金石的话，那么无论他遇到谁那个人他就会变成奉献者。
And what comes to mind is the story of the touchstone and Sanatan Goswami.
那么我现在呢，立刻就想起了。Sanatan Goswami 和这个点睛石的故事。
There was one man who heard that Sanatan Goswami had a touchstone that could turn anything into gold.
那有一个人呢，听说 Sanatan Goswami 呢有一块点睛石，然后这点睛石碰到什么，什么都变成金子了。
So he went to see Sanatan Goswami and he says, "Can you give me that touchstone? I want to get a lot of gold."
所以呢，他就去见这个 Sanatan Goswami， 说你能不能把你的点睛石给我？我这样子我就可以变出很多的黄金了。
So Sanatan Goswami said, "I'm not sure where I put it. I have to look for it."
那 Sanatan Goswami 说，我都忘了这个点睛石我给搁在哪儿了，我得找一找，看是在什么地方。
So just the fact that he answered that he doesn't know where it is naturally means that it's not really important.
所以你从他的这个回答之中，你就可以看出这么重要的一个点睛石，他都不知道放在哪里了。可见这个点睛石对他来说根本就不重要。
Then the man came back later and Sanatan Goswami said, "Oh yes, I know where I put the touchstone. I threw it in the garbage."
然后后来呢， 这个人就走了。后来再一次来的时候，询问 Sanatan Goswami， 那 Sanatan Goswami 就说呢，哦，这个点心石给我扔在垃圾箱里。
So the man ran to the garbage to pick up the stone. He was really excited.
那这个人呢，他就跑到那个垃圾堆里面，把这个点心石给找出来了。他这个欣喜若狂。
Then he thought, if Sanatan Goswami throw away the touchstone, it means he's got something more valuable.
那后来他又想了一想，那如果连点心石都被 Sanatan Goswami 扔到垃圾堆里了，那他肯定有更加有价值的东西。
So he went back to Sanatan Goswami. He says, "What else have you got which is more valuable than that stone?"
然后呢，他就去见 Sanatan Goswami， 问他说，你是不是还有什么比这块点金石更加有价值的东西
？Sanatan Goswami says, "If you throw the stone away, then I'll tell you."
那 Sanatan Goswami 说，你要是把那块石头扔了，我就立刻告诉你。
So the man hesitated for a moment, and then he said, "Well, I trust this sadhu, so I'll get rid of my stone."
那这个人犹豫了一会儿，但是后来他对自己说呢，好吧，他是一位萨杜，我相信他，他就把手里的那块石头给扔了。
And Sanatana Goswami said, "Sit here and chant Hare Krishna."
Sanatana Goswami 说呢，你现在就坐在这里。念诵 Hare Krishna，
and he turned the man into a Vaishnava.
然后他就把这个人变成了 Vaishnava。
So Prabhupada says a Vaishnava should be a touchstone so that he can bring others to Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，释迦牟尼他说呢，每一个 Vaishnava 都应当是一块点金石，这样呢就可以把他所接触到的所有的人都转变成为奉献者。
Now we have to understand that Srila Prabhupada translated and commented on the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the early, maybe 1972, 1973 or thereabout, maybe 1974.
那这是 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他翻译这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita， 就是永恒的契丹尼，还有这个评注 Charitamrita 呢，是在1974年的样子。
And these were the years where the Krishna consciousness movement was really, really blossoming very powerfully all over the world.
那当时呢，在那个时候呢，这个 Krishna 知觉运动呢，在全世界都在繁荣的发展。
And we have to learn to read between the lines. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada speaks indirectly to highlight certain issues.
那么在Srila Prabhupada的这个文字当中，在字里行间，我们应该要体会到这种言外之意，就是呢，实际上呢，他在这里提到了或者说强调了另外的一些信息。
Because Prabhupada understood exactly what is the desire of his spiritual master and what is the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
因为Srila Prabhupada他非常清楚他的灵性导师以及Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的愿望是什么。
But then he points out that there are some so-called advanced devotees who sit in a secluded place for their personal benefit.
然后呢，Srila Prabhupada在要中他说呢，有这种所谓的亲近的奉献者，他们就是离群所居，但是呢，只是为了谋取个人的利益。
In other words, it is very clear that anyone who think of themselves as followers of Lord Chaitanya should not sit around.
那换句话说呢，就是任何一个自认是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 最追随的人都不应当闲坐着。
Just like Narada Muni was cursed by Daksha.
就好像 Narada Muni 呢，他被这个 Daksha.
When Daksha managed to take away twice the sons of Daksha and turn them into devotees, Daksha got very upset.
因为 Narada Muni 呢，有两次他都试图把这个就是 Daksha 的儿子带走，但是那个 Daksha 呢，他是非常的生气的，所以就诅咒了 Narada Muni.
And Daksha cursed Narada Muni to never stay in one place more than 3 days.
然后呢 ，Daksha 呢，他就给这个 Narada Muni 一个诅咒，说就诅咒他呢，未来不能在任何一个地方待过3天的时间。
Narada Muni actually was very thankful for that.
对这样的一个诅咒，其实 Narada Muni 是感激不尽。
And in the purport of that verse, Prabhupada says, I have received the same curse.
然后呢，在这个要旨当中呢，Srila Prabhupada 他说，我也获得了同样的诅咒。
He said, the parents of my disciples have cursed me, so I should travel and preach all over the world constantly.
他说，我的门徒的这些父母们都诅咒了我，让我马不停蹄地在全世界周游，不断地去传播 Krishna 直觉。
One time a devotee told Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I want to remain very firmly fixed at your lotus feet all the time.
有一次呢，Srila Prabhupada有一个门徒对他说呢，我希望能够一直地就坐在你的莲花足旁。
And Prabhupada replied, that will be very, very difficult because I'm always on the move.
然后Srila Prabhupada他说呢，这个要做起来可就太难了，因为呢，我总是不断的在行走。
We saw even as Prabhupada was about to leave this world, he could not even sit up on his bed, that he managed to get into a car, to get on the plane, and to go to London, 1 month before he passed away.
我们看到在Srila Prabhupada的就是最后即将离开这个世界之前，其实是在他离世之前的一个月的这个时间，他连在床上坐起来的力气都没有了，但是他依然想方设法的坐到这个车里面去，然后到机场，然后坐飞机到伦敦去。
And Prabhupada went to spend one month in England, and then he came back to Vrindavan to leave his body.
Srila Prabhupada 呢，在伦敦待了一个月的时间之后，他就回到了这个文达文离开去。
So he was showing everyone that a devotee who is a servant of Krishna should never sit idle.
所以说呢，他以身示范，告诉奉献者们，作为一个 Krishna 的奉献者，永远呢都不要闲坐着。
Especially when there are literally millions of conditioned souls around that devotee who are suffering.
特别是在这个奉献者的这个身边，还有成千上万的在痛苦中煎熬的众生。
So Prabhupada was regretting the fact that there are devotees who are Vaishnavas, but they don't go out spreading Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada在这里呢，其实就是指出了他的遗憾。他遗憾的看到有一些人虽然是 Vaishnava 奉献者，但是呢。他们只是自己待着，并没有出去去传播 Krishna 知觉。
And therefore, he says, regrettably, that they cannot be called touchstone.
所以呢，他就说呢，我遗憾地说，他们这样的人还称不上是点金石。
Because to be a touchstone, you have to be available, you have to be exposed to the public.
那么所谓这个点金石呢，就意味着。你随时要去跟公众接触，随时准备着去接待他们，如果他们要寻找你。
Now you may have the ability to bring people to you, that's different.
You have the ability.
Instead of you going out, people come to you.
那么就是说呢，你别人可能还会来找你，所以你要随时做好这个准备。
Prabhupada identifies such devotee as Kanishtha Adhikari, which means neophyte devotee because they are afraid of the material energy, therefore they cling on to the guru and cling on to the deity, but they don't know anything else.
那有一些人呢，他们就是不主动的走向公众，还等着别人来找他。这样，Srila Prabhupada说这些人他是 Kanishtha Adhikari。也就是说他们非常的害怕外面的这个世界，他们很害怕这个物质能量对自己的影响，所以呢他们就紧紧的抓住这个神像或者庙宇不放，一步也不敢出。
We should not misunderstand what Prabhupada is saying here. Prabhupada appreciated anyone doing anything.
所以我们要在这里呢，我们也要不能去误解Srila Prabhupada。其实Srila Prabhupada呢，他赞美每一个人所做出的任何一个微小的努力。
But Prabhupada was appealing to all the devotees to make an effort to help spread Krishna consciousness.
但是其实在这里，Srila Prabhupada是在向每一个奉献者呼吁，希望他们可以去 付出一份努力去传播 Krishna 知觉。
And we can see as soon as the devotees make one single effort to reach out to people, people instantly they respond positively.
其实只要奉献者哪怕是付出了些许的这个小小的努力，只要他们主动的去走向这个公众，走向外面的人，他们就是外面的人，他们的这种反应往往都是非常这种积极肯定的。
So to be a touchstone really doesn't take very much.
所以说呢，你要成为一个点金石，其实也不用太费力。
You make a little effort and people become devotees.
只要你做出一点点的努力的话，那么别人呢，他们就会有所回应的。
So Prabhupada quotes the verse from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yare Deka Tarekaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agyara Guru Anatare Hidesh. This is from when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to South India.
那么在这个要旨当中呢，释迦牟尼佛就引用了一段就是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中其他的一个师节。那在这里呢就是讲到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在南印度旅行的时候。
So,Prabhupada explains that just like Narada Muni travels and turns people into Vaishnavas, devotees should follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and give Krishna consciousness to others.
那么就是释迦牟尼佛他讲了，就像 Narada Muni 呢，他一直在云游四方，他不断的在发展新的奉献者。同样的，奉献者们也应当要去追随 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的。步伐去传播 Krishna 知觉，去发展更多的奉献者。
So in this way, Prabhupada says everyone should become spiritual masters.
所以说呢，这大部分他说呢，从这个意义上来说，每一个人都应当成为灵性导师。
And he said there's nothing difficult about being a spiritual master. It's actually very easy. All you have to do is follow.
他说呢，做这个灵性导师其实并不难，其实你只要做一件事情，就是去追随。
And in this way, wherever you go, the only thing you'll have in mind is how can I turn these people into devotees?
这样呢，无论你走到哪里，你只有一个信念，就是我怎么样才能够把这些人变成奉献者呢？这是你唯一的思考。
So when we receive the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, when we study the Srimad Bhagavatam, we automatically become a recipient and we become a touchstone. So we have to do something to give that knowledge to others.
所以呢，当我们接受了薄伽梵歌，去研习圣典薄伽瓦坛的时候，其实呢，我们自然而然就变成了一块点金石。所以说呢，我们就要去接触更多的人，把这门宝贵的知识带给他们。
So Parvata Muni was glorifying Narada Muni. He says, "You are a touchstone."
那 Parvata Muni 呢？他在这里呢就荣耀释迦牟尼佛，说：“您就是点金石。”
And then he says, "My dear friend Narada Muni, you are glorified as the sage among the demigods by your mercy. Even a low-born person like this hunter can immediately become attached to Lord Krishna."
我说：“我亲爱的朋友 Narada Muni 啊。”您就是圣人们所荣耀的人中的半神人，即着您的仁慈，即便是一个像猎人这样出身低下的人，也能够立刻的依附于主 Krishna。
So this is the point, is we may not be pure devotees, but we act on behalf of a pure devotee.
就是说我们自己自身可能不是纯粹的奉献者，但是呢我们是追随的纯粹的奉献者，代表他们来行事。
Therefore, what we say to people, they're not our own words. We're just repeating what Krishna says.
所以说呢，当我们对别人说话的时候，这些话呢，并不是出自我们自己。其实我们只是在重复 Krishna 的话。
All we do is be an instrument, and then we let the spiritual master and Krishna.Transform the person. We just need to bring these people to the lotus feet of the Guru.
所以说呢，我们其实只是工具而已。我们呢是作为一个媒介，让这个 Krishna 和灵性导师，直接的和对方说话，去改变对方。而我们做的只是把这些人带到我们的灵性导师 Guru 的莲花足下。
So Parvata Muni was actually a witness to the transformation. between a Vaishnava and a conditioned soul.
所以呢 Parvata Muni 呢他就是亲眼见证了一个纯粹的 Vaishnava 奉献者和一个猎人在一起的这个情形，他亲眼看到了这个变化。
When Srila Prabhupada wanted to spread Krishna consciousness on the order of his guru, he tried to do that in India. It did not work.
那最初呢，当Srila Prabhupada他去遵循他的灵性导师的训谕，去传播 Krishna 知觉的时候，他是从印度开始的，但是呢，收效甚微。
Even in India, people were not interested. They did not respond positively.
但是呢，即便是在印度这样的一个地方呢，人们也这个反应不是非常的强烈，他们呢也没有什么太大的兴趣，而且呢态度也不是特别的积极。
What was the reason?
那为什么会这样呢？
Because in the 60s, India was looking to the West for prosperity.
因为在这个六十年代的时候，印度人呢，他们是非常青睐西方世界的，他们也仰视西方的这种经济物质上的这种繁荣，他们希望。
Spiritual life was not that important.
对他们来说呢，当时这种灵性的生活并不是那么重要的，重要的是物质上的繁荣。
So Prabhupada thought, if I go to the West and I bring the Westerners back to India, then they will follow.
所以呢，是提拉帕帕他就想，如果我去西方，把西方人带到这个印度来的话，那么印度人就会追随了。
And that's what Prabhupada did. He started making devotees in America, and then he brought the whole group with him back to India.
那最后呢，提拉帕帕的确也是这样做的。提拉帕帕去了西方，他在美国发展了一批奉献者，然后他呢就带着一群西方的美国的奉献者。就把他们带到就是印度来了，然后印度也开始。
And wherever Prabhupada went with his disciples in India, it was an absolute phenomenon.
那就是每一次呢，当希拉帕帕带着他的这些西方的这个门徒走到印度的某一个地方的时候，都反响强烈，都造成了轰动。
People were so amazed to see Westerners dressed, looking like sadhus.Chanting and dancing in ecstasy.
当人们看到西方人，他们呢，打扮的是一个 Vaishnava 的这以 Vaishnava 的这种穿戴，然后在唱诵，在舞蹈，看上去就像圣人一样的时候，他们都感到非常的惊诧。
Prabhupada would give lectures in the morning and in the evening. Each time, there were no less than 20,000 people attending.
那当时呢，去了帕尔巴，他每次是在早上和晚上各有一次讲课，每一次呢，参会的人都有20,000人之多。
And mostly they came because they saw that Prabhupada was such a powerful Vaishnav, but they were so curious to see these tall white-skinned people chanting and dancing on stage.
那一方面呢，他们也是知道去了帕尔巴是一个非常有力量的一个圣人，所以呢，他们。都过来去一睹他的风采，但是与此同时，他们其实也是很想来这里看一看这些个子那么高大的、皮肤白皙的这些西方人在这个台上又是舞蹈又是唱诵的这个情景。
And then Prabhupada's own god brothers, who never stepped out of their ashram.We're just amazed to see the result of Srila Prabhupada, who was acting like an absolute powerful touchstone.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 他有很多的这些神兄弟，但是他们呢一直都是只是待在这个 ashram， 就是修院里面，从来都不迈出大门一步的。这个时候呢，看到 Srila Prabhupada 带来这么多西方的奉献者，看到了他的这个。传教的这个成果，他们都感到非常的惊异啊！他们觉得百思不得其解，真的是 Prabhupada 就是一个完完全全的点睛石。
And today there are many many thousands of devotees in India.
现在呢，印度的这个奉献者何止千千万万了。
So, this is the result.Of making an effort to be a servant of the disciplic succession.
所以呢，当一个人他努力的去服务于这个师徒传承的时候，那么他的所获得的这个成果就会这样展现在他的眼前。
One of Prabhupada's god brothers told some of Prabhupada's disciples back in the 70s that we understood what was written in the Chaitanya Charitamrita with Lord Chaitanya's prediction that the holy name would be spread all over the world, but we never really believed that it would happen.
在上世纪七十年代的时候，希拉帕帕有一位神兄弟就对希拉帕帕的一个门徒说呢，其实我们都读过 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面的 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个预言，就是说主的圣名会传播到世界各地，传播到每一个角落。我们也读了，但是其实我们打心眼里其实并没有真正的相信。
But now we saw that it is true through your Guru Maharaj Bhaktivedanta Swami.
但是呢，我们现在呢，通过你们的 Guru Bhaktivedanta Swami， 我们呢，真正的看到了一切都变成了现实。
Just a couple of days ago, there was an entire delegation of top government officials who came to visit Mayapur.
就在几天之前呢，有这个有印度的一个就是最高，就是政府里面的这个高官组成的这个代表团来拜访马亚普。
And they were just amazed to see the result of one pure devotee trying to realize the mission of Lord Chaitanya.
就是一个纯粹的奉献者，他努力的去实现 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个预言。去实现这塔尼亚马哈帕布的愿望，而他的这种成就呢，达到了他们现在眼前看到的这种地步，他们都感到非常的吃惊。
So I'm mentioning all this so that we get this understanding very deeply within our hearts that we belong to a very powerful Sankirtan movement.
就是我希望我们每一个人内心都能深深的知道我们是。我一个非常伟大的非常有力量的 Sankirtan 运动的一员。
And we are privileged and honored to be given a chance to spread Krishna consciousness.
我们都非常荣幸的能够为传播 Krishna 知觉尽一份绵薄之力。
So there should be no hesitation to also participate in that.
所以我们应当呢毫不犹豫的投入其中，参与到其中。
And we should pray to our spiritual master, please, Guru Maharaj, turn me into a touchstone.
我们也应当向我们的灵性导师去祈祷，把亲爱的 Guru Maharaj， 请把我转变成为点睛石吧。
So we remember in the story that as soon as Mugrari settled with his wife on the bank of the river, built a hut, grew tulsi, and began to chant Hare Krishna, the village people started bringing food.
那上一周呢，我们就是讲到了这个 Mugrari 这个猎人和他的妻子，就是放下了一切，他们到了恒河岸边建了一个茅草屋，然后就坐在那里，同时他们也就是种了一些 Tulsi 圣树，然后呢在那里念诵。当他们一旦这样子做的时候呢，就是乡亲们，就是村民们就纷纷的给他们带来了食物。
You remember Narada Muni's promise, he said, if you give up your occupation, I will supply everything you need.
还记得 Narada Muni 对他的一个承诺说，如果你放下了你的这个赖以为生的职业的话，那么我就会做出一切的安排，所有的一切呢，你都会得到。
So, Narada Muni asked the hunter, my dear Vaishnava, do you have some income for your maintenance? The hunter replied, my dear spiritual master,Whoever you send gives me something when he comes to see me.
那么这个时候呢 ，Narada Muni 就问这个猎人说：“我亲爱的 Vaishnava， 你现在是否有什么收入能够赖以为生呢？”那个猎人就回答说：“我亲爱的灵性导师啊，不管是谁被您派来到我的跟前，他们都会带一些东西给我。”
So it's not like Narada Muni made arrangement and spoke to the villagers, please give food to the hunter. Now he has no income. Can you please help? No, this is Krishna within the heart who understands what is needed.
但是这并不是说南人穆尼真的跟这些村民里面一个人去说，说你看现在这个猎人啦，他已经不再打猎了，他也没有收入，没有办法维系生活，那你们呢都去送一点食物给他，让他不要挨饿，不是这样子的，而是说这个 Krishna 他是在每一个人的这个心中啊，他完全的知道在这个时候应当做一些什么，应当做出什么样的安排。
So Prabhupada quotes the verse Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Ye Jana Paryupashate Tishabhi Yati Yuktanam Yogakshema Vaham Yaham from the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have.
啊，这个其实就是来自于《佛家梵歌》的，就是说，对于那些全身心的崇拜我的人，冥想我超然形体的人，无者我赐予，有者我保存。
Yes. So.Sometimes devotees ask the question, if I become a devotee, how will I maintain myself?
有的时候呢，有人就会提出这样的一个问题，我要做了奉献者的话，我还怎么来维生呢？
But the point is that we're not giving up our occupation. What we're giving up is material desires.
那我们要知道呢，当你成为奉献者时候，你放弃的不是你的职业或者你的生计，而是指的你要放弃你的物质欲望。
So we may make some adjustments, but there's no question of giving anything up. What we give up is our tendency to enjoy material activities.
那我们可以对自己的生活做一些调整，但是我们要知道呢，我们就是并不是说我们要抛弃一切，抛弃什么，而是说我们要放弃内心当中的享乐的那种物质欲望。
Of course, if you are a hunter by profession or if you're a butcher,Then definitely the guru will ask you to drop this.
当然了，如果呢你的职业是打猎，或者是你是一个屠夫的话，那么你的灵性导师一定会让你呢要抛弃这份职业的。
So Mugrari says, please do not send so much grain. Only send what is sufficient for two people, no more.
然后呢，这个猎人呢，他就说呢，请不要让他们送来这么多的五谷了。我只需要送来够两个人吃的就可以了，不用更多。
So, you know, people they go and see Mugrari and his wife on the bank of the river. They bring 20 kilos of rice. What are you going to do with 20 kilos of rice?
就比如说有人他们到恒河岸边去拜见这个猎人和他的妻子，那可能带着这个20公斤的大米过去了。那他们能拿这20公斤大米做什么呢？他们要不了那么多。
Like sometimes people go to the temple, so they bring something for the deities.
就好像有的人呢，他们到这个庙宇里面去，然后给神像带一些什么。
They put a few coins in a donation box.
他们在那个捐款箱里面放了一些硬币。
They bring a bottle of milk.
或者是那个一瓶牛奶。
Or a bag of sugar.
或者是一袋糖。
In some temples, the devotees go from shop to shop to collect donations. Sometimes they come back with 2 tons of ghee.
有的庙里面的这些奉献者，他们都会到外面去募捐，然后呢，一个店铺挨一个店铺的，然后就是请那些人捐给他们，一些东西。有的时候他们带回神庙呢，可以有多达2吨的 ghee， 就是酥油。
One time a devotee got a donation of 1,000 kilos of yogurt.
有一次呢，一个奉献者他得到了1000公斤那个酸奶的这样的一个捐赠。
So of course this is interesting because people donate to the temple to serve the deities.
这非常有意思，就是人们呢，他们来到这个庙里面，他们去捐一些东西，是献给这个神像。
So.The deities now will have plenty of food to eat.
现在这个神像有这么多吃的东西等着他们。
But the point is that the food will be distributed to the devotees.
但是事实上呢，这些食物又进一步分发给了所有的奉献者。
So indirectly, the devotees are being maintained.
所以说呢，就是其实这些奉献者们呢，他们也就都间接的。得到了维系。
And they don't have to spend 1 cent to buy food. Everything is donated.
所以说呢，这在庙里呢就有源源不断的这种捐赠，所以呢，这些庙里面服务的这些奉献者，他们也不用额外的再去挣一分钱。
So when this is the principle, when someone is engaged in devotional service, Krishna takes care, and this is a fact.
所以呢，这个奥妙就在这里了。其实只要一个人他去为 Krishna 做奉献服务的话，他自然就得到了维系，而这个一定是一个事实。
However, when it comes to householders like Mugrari and his wife, a householder should not be into the mood of accumulating unnecessarily.
那但是呢，对于居士来说，比如说像这个猎人和他的妻子，那对居士来说呢，就不要总是想着去囤积财物啊。
Just like when the lockdown started taking a place all over the world, people literally emptied all the supermarket shelves.
就是不要去囤积没有必要的东西，过度的囤积啊。那就好像当这个就是新冠疫情来的时候，然后呢到处都是有这个封锁禁足嘛，所以在世界各地都是这样，然后人们就冲到那个超市里面，把超市里所有的东西都买空了。
Out of fear that there'll be nothing to eat.
那这个是出于一种恐惧啊，担心自己挨饿。
So this ability to always accumulate should be given up.
所以呢这样的一种囤积的这种心理是应当要放弃的。
So Narada Muni approved. He is not wanting more than a daily supply of food, and he blessed him, saying, "You are fortunate." Narada Muni and Parvati Muni then disappeared. In other words, Narada Muni felt satisfied that the result of being engaged in devotional service is that the devotee did not feel any need to accumulate material things.
那么就是这个猎人呢，他不想要超过一天所需的这个食物。对于这一点呢，南尔的穆尼是非常的认可的。于是他呢就祝福他说呢，你非常的幸运，南尔的穆赐福于你啊。南尔的穆尼呢和这个帕瓦蒂穆尼呢，然后消失不见了，就离开了。那么就是说南尔的穆尼呢，他对于这个发生在猎人身上的这个结果他感到非常的满意，就是说一个奉献者他全身心的去做奉献服务之后，他就再也没有去这种囤积不必要的财物去维系自己生活的这种焦虑了，他放弃了这种心理。那对于这样的一个结果呢，那尔达穆尼是非常的满意的。
If you ever go to the home of a wealthy Indian,
如果你去过一个印度的有钱人家里的话，
There's something that you will notice very quickly.
很快呢，你就会发现一个现象。
Their home is practically empty.
他们家里呢，看上去好像空空如也。
They don't spend money on furniture.
他们不会花钱在这个家具上。
They don't have many things hanging around that are not being used.
也不会在到处挂着一些他们从来都不用的东西。
Their kids' bedroom is not covered with toys that they never play with.
然后他们孩子的这个儿童房里面也不会说堆满了各种各样的他从来不玩的玩具。
I remember visiting some Indian families in America in huge houses, and practically speaking, the house was empty.
我记得以前曾经到美国的一个印度人家里去呢，他们的家可以算是大豪宅了，很大。但是呢，你进去之后啊，你会看到这里面几乎是空的。
But they had a beautiful altar with deities.
但是呢，我很快就看到他有一个非常美的这个神坛，上面有神像供奉。
But in the West and especially in China, accumulating is a really It's a big disease.
那么在这个西方还有就特别现在的中国，这种囤积就好像是一种疾病一样了。
And what people accumulate in China, it's like cheap things, not expensive stuff.
但是很多中国人他们家里攒的那些东西都是一些廉价的物品，并不是那些珍品或者是价值很高的东西。
Because actually, if you go into the home of very cultured Chinese people, they don't have much in their homes, isn't it?
如果你去到那些非常有文化素养的中国人家里面，你会看到其实他们家里面也没有什么太多的东西。
Now, I got questions from different people last week about their desire and ability to make a lot of money.
上周呢，我就有人问我一个问题，发来一个问题说，就是讲到了他们的这种挣大钱的这种愿望，还有这种能力，就这一点他们提出了问题。
And they don't know what to do, whether they should give it up, or what they should do with that money.
就是他们不知道呢，我应该把这个机会或这个钱放弃掉，还是他们想问了，那我这些钱应当做些什么呢？
If they should concentrate more on chanting Hare Krishna and reading Prabhupada's books and just forget about making lots of money.
我是不是还是放弃这样的这种挣大钱的这些机会，我应当更加的专注的，就是读阅读经典啊，念诵主的圣名啊，更加的专注，这样才好。
Well, if you have ability to make a lot of money, nothing is going to stop you from making a lot of money if you want to do it for Krishna.
那如果说你真的是有能力能够挣很多钱的话，那如果你能够为 Krishna 去挣这些钱的话，那也没有什么能阻挡得了你。You
can give millions of RMBs to the BBT so we can print books.
你可以把几百万的这个钱都捐给 BBT， 这样 BBT 就有钱来印书了。You
can spend millions on securing some land so we can grow our own food.
你也可以花上个几百万买一块地，这样我们就可以去种我们自己的这些食物，自给自足了，奉献者。You
can give millions to the TOVP here in Mayapur.
你还可以捐个几百万给这里的 Mayapur 的大庙 TOVP.
There's always need of cash to help spread the Krishna consciousness movement.
就是为了要去传播 Krishna 知觉运动。 那么这个现金其实是不可缺少的，要用钱的地方有很多。
This is the end of the story of Narada Muni and Mugrari the hunter.
那这个 Narada Muni 呢和 Mugrari 这个猎人的故事呢就到这里结束了。
Which is narrated by Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan Goswami.
这是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sanatan Goswami 的讲述。
To give an example of who is a Atmarama.
他在这里呢是为了举一个例子，什么样的人可以被称为是 Atmarama?
So, Atmarama, as we understand from the Sanskrit language, is someone who is self-satisfied spiritually.
Atmarama 这个从梵文词的这个意思来说呢，是指的是一个人他在灵性中完全自我满足的一种状态。
And the example that Lord Chaitanya chose is the example of Narada Muni, who is also Atmarama.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就选择了 Narada Muni 为例，就是说 Narada Muni 他就是这样的一位 Atmarama,
who turned the most unlikely person, a hunter, into another Atmarama.
他是把一个 看上去最不可能的一个人转变成为了另外一位 Atmarama.
So this is not the end of the chapter. Lord Chaitanya is still going to teach Sanatan Goswami.
这一章呢讲到这里还没有结束，接下来呢 Sanatan Goswami 呢继续给 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 继续给 Sanatan Goswami 教导。
So we'll continue next week.
我们下周呢我们会继续来讲。 现在我们已经看到了有一些问题了。第一个问题来自于喜宝、顶白咕噜和老师们。今天我是帮忙新人提问的。他说我是被Srila Prabhupada的书籍吸引，想要更多的了解Krishna知觉。结果被奉献者们热情地拉进了很多不同主题的群稿，晕了头，一下子不知道该从哪里开始。请问在Krishna知觉里有没有按照次第规范修习的课程或者建议呢？This is a question. This question is asked on behalf of a new person. He said, I was attracted to Srila Prabhupada's books and developed interest to know more about Krishna consciousness. The result is I and I was dragged into different groups with different themes by the enthusiastic devotees, and now I'm lost. I don't know where to begin. My question is, in Krishna consciousness, is there a sequence or step-by-step way, a method for devotees to practice Krishna consciousness, or is there any course or any suggestions we can have for practicing, starting practice Krishna consciousness?
The first thing is, of course, is to change one's diet from whatever diet to eating only Krishna prasadam.
那么第一步呢，就是改变你的饮食，就是之前可能是不顾忌的，什么都吃。那现在呢，你要转变成为只是去吃，或者说荣耀Krishna不杀的。And
to begin to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day.
然后每天呢，就开始去念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。And
to read Bhagavad Gita.
同时呢，去阅读《薄伽梵歌》。This
so this is the basic minimum.
这个是最基础的。
Of course, there is the giving up of intoxication and gambling.
当然了，我们的这个规范原则里面还有一些戒律，比如说，就是不服用任何麻醉品，包括烟酒什么的，然后还有不赌博。
And based on where you are located, you can get the association of the local devotees.
那么就看你在什么地方了，你应该就可以找到当地奉献者的联谊。Now,
as far as what is available in order to learn the philosophy and to learn the art of Krishna consciousness, I am as lost as you are because there are too many groups.
关于这个哲学，还有关于这个 Krishna 知觉当中的一些这个艺术的这方面的学习呢，我和你一样，我也被搞晕了头，因为现在的这个群实在是太多了。So
the person who is asking the question on your behalf should investigate this matter.
所以呢，去代表你来提问的这个奉献者呢，肯定是比你更年长的这个奉献者呢，他应该帮助你。 去梳理一下，去调查一下这些群到底是怎么回事，然后做一些选择。
One advice is don't try to accumulate knowledge for the sake of accumulating knowledge.
有一点非常的重要，不要仅仅是为了去累积知识而去囤积知识。
To follow this course and that course, that seminar and this seminar, and doing nothing with it is not going to be very helpful.
你呢，就是一会儿听这个课，一会儿听那个课，跟着这个课程、那个课程听的实在太多，但是都没有把学来的这个东西加以运用。那你最后的话也没有什么意义，你只会止步不前。
Just imagine if every children entered school at the age of
Six
and never came out.
你想象一下，一个小孩子，他六岁开始上学，然后就一直待在这个学校里，从来都没有毕业。And
their entire life is just being at school.
他们这一辈子就是在学校里面待着。Imagine
what kind of society we would have.
你想象一下，这会是一个什么样的社会呢？
So this is the point: is that you get education. You complete your education, and then you enter the task force.
然后就是说呢，你其实每个人的程序应当是这样，就好像上学一样，你接受教育，学到了知识，然后你毕业了，你出来，你就应当去身体力行的去完成一些任务。
It's not that it's a lifestyle to just study things.
所以说呢，就是一辈子都是在那里学习，这个不应当是一种生活方式。No,
education means it leads to practical activities.
那所谓教育呢，一定是从这个教育就一定要走向这个实际的，就是活动的。So
if we want to make tangible spiritual progress. We get the right information how to make spiritual progress, but the major part of our lifestyle as devotees is to do service.
所以说呢，就是说我们呢，的确是关于 Krishna 的知觉，我们是要受到教育的，要学到这个知识，我们也要知道这个领袖的这个程序应当怎么去走啊，这方面的道理我们是必须要知道的。但是其实对于一个奉献者来说，啊，真正的他这个生命的这个重心的话，应当是做很多的这个奉献服务，这样才会有这个实质上的灵性的提高。
So you should read Prabhupada's books, study them, chant Hare Krishna, but be engaged in practical service.
所以说呢，你应该去读释迦牟尼佛的书，同时念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗，然后呢，你要投身于一些非常实际的奉献服务。就是身体力行的。这是下一个问题，来自于淡然一笑，服务 Krishna， 生活自然得到维系，对这话信心不足，怎么增加信心呢？So we are told that as long as we serve Krishna, our life will naturally be maintained. I don't have enough faith on this sentence. So how to increase my faith?
It's not like now I'm a devotee, I'm just going to sit around and food's going to come on my plate.
就是你对这句话服务 Krishna 生活自然得到维系要有正确的理解，不是说啊，我现在成了一个奉献者了，我就坐在那儿一动不动，什么都不做，这个食物自然就来到了我的盘子里，天上就掉了馅饼了，不是这样。
It's a matter of consciousness.
在这里其实说的是一个人的意识状态。
In other words, from making an effort to earn a living.To being Krishna conscious, this is a big step.
就是说呢，你努力的去工作为生，然后你同时呢去修习 Krishna 知觉，这个本身，就是说你本来只是你的生活的重心就是维持你自己的生活，但是现在你走出了一步去修习 Krishna 知觉了，这一步本身就是很大的一步。
So it means that when youPractice Krishna consciousness, you begin to reevaluate priorities.
换句话说，就是当你去开始修习 Krishna 知觉的时候，你就对你自己的生活重新了有一个审视，那个轻重缓急，什么是更重要的，你有重新的评价了。
And then you realize that there's certain things that you don't need.
然后你就会发现，其实你生活里有一些东西是不必要的。
That you used to work very hard to get.
那你以前呢，可能非常辛苦的工作，想要获得这方面的成果，但是实际上是并不是必要的。
But now they don't make much sense to you because you have a higher taste.
那现在呢，就是之前的那种目标对你来说是意义就不大了，因为你在你的人生经过你重新的。这种审视之后，你的这个品位已经提高了。
So your material needs naturally are reduced.
所以呢，这样呢，你的物质的这种需求呢，自然就减少了。
And you realize, wow, it's amazing. Krishna looks after me. I can do with little.
然后呢，你就会发现，真的 ，Krishna 在照顾着我。其实我过于一种非常简朴的生活，这也是完全可以做到的。
I used to think that I need so many things to maintain myself, but actually I don't need much to maintain myself.
之前我觉得要维系我自己的生活，我得有很多很多的东西。但是现在我发现我真的不需要那些东西，我可以很简单的生活着。
So the balance of what you used to require before, that balance now is filled with Krishna conscious activities.
所以之前呢，你觉得你需要有很多很多物质的东西，你才能够维系好自己的生活。那一旦你这一部分减少了之后，那个空间其实就是被 Krishna 知觉灵性的生活所充实进去了。
So you can spend 10,000 RMB on the big plasma screen, or you can spend 100 RMB on the Bhagavad Gita.
那你之前呢？你觉得你非得要花上10,000块钱去买最好的那种大屏幕，在家里面，就是你家的电视啊，你要买最好的品牌、最贵的。但是现在呢，你不用那么去做，那10,000块钱就省下来了。你只要花100块钱去买一本《博家梵歌》就好了。
you know, this is just one example. Okay? I can give you many examples of what goes on in the house that you really, really don't need.
那我这是我的举的一个例子，当然还有很多其他的例子。我可以讲你家里面的很多很多的东西，其实都是不必要的。OK， 下一个问题来自于喜宝。明白，孤独和老师们，我还有另外一个关于老年情感的问题。我身边有很多丧偶的老阿姨，年龄都在70岁左右，他们大多数人内心都非常的孤独和脆弱，甚至有的人还会去婚介所相亲。我也试着请他们在念珠上体验念诵圣名和聆听 Krishna 的故事，但是我个人的确没有丝毫点金石的作用。请问孤独对如何在 Krishna 的知觉里帮助这些阿姨们内心平静有什么建议吗？ I have around me there are many old ladies who have lost their spouse and they are all mostly above 70 years old. Most of them are very lonely and very weak in the heart. Some of them even go to find, you know, those mating place, to find some future husband. I don't know how to say it in English. I tried to teach them how to chant on the beat, to listen to the holy name and to listen to the Krishna story. But myself, I really don't have any power of as a touchstone. So how to help these old ladies to attain the peace in the heart? Do you have any proposals?
You mean that you're expecting these ladies to now wear saris, put tilak on, and chant 64 rounds a day?
你是说你是希望他们能够穿上纱丽，涂上 tilak， 现在每天就能够念诵64圈吗？
And take initiation.
然后那个受到启迪，得到启迪吗？
Maybe they should move to Radhakund.
也许呢，他们可以去搬到这个圣地的 Radhakund。去生活。
What you are doing is being a touchstone.
就是你现在所做的这一切已经是点金石了。
It's not like, you know, the magic stick you touch and then you get the transformation in front of your very eyes.
这个并不是像一个魔杖一样的，这个魔杖点一下然后呢就在你的这个眼前，哇，所有的东西都发生了变化，就马上都变了，不是这样子。
To give them the holy name, what does she say she does? She plays the holy name?
No, they give them beads,
yeah,
to chant and
yeah,
then experience of the holy name,
yeah,
also listen to the story of Krishna.
Yeah, but, well, this is being a touchstone.
就是你教他们在念珠上去念诵圣名，然后去聆听 Krishna 的故事，这个已经是点金石了。
Because you are helping them to prepare for their next body.
因为其实你是在帮助他们在为下一个身体做准备。
This is the best you can do for elderly people.
对于一个这样你说的这么七十多岁的老人来说，这个已经是你能做的最好的事情了。
So you should not give that up.
所以你不要放弃，要继续。
And you should add the prasadam to this.
那除此之外，你要加入 prasadam。
Don't worry, Krishna is in their heart, and Krishna will definitely reciprocate.
你不用担心，就是 Krishna 呢，他就在他们每一个人的心中，一定会有所回应。
So don't give that up. This is very good.
所以你在做的已经是非常好了，不要放弃。
The miracle is already taking place.
这个叫什么？奇迹已经在发生了。淡然一笑说每个灵魂都是 Atmaram 呢？ Atmaram 吗？ Is every soul an Atmaram?
Every soul is beyond Atmaram.
每一个灵魂都是超越于 Atmaram。
Atmaram is a state of consciousness within this material body.
这个 Atmaram 呢，就是这种自我满足的这样的一个状态，它是在这个物质的这个躯体当中的能够达到的一个境界。
It's a level of realization.
这是一种觉悟的状态。
But the Vaishnava is beyond being an Atmarama.
其实Vaishnava 的意义呢更高于这个 Atmarama。 Because we just said that Narada Muni is an Atmaran.
Yeah, well, he's many.
It makes people feel that, oh, you have to be very, very realized.
Yeah, well, the hunter is also an Atmaran, and you didn't have to do very much but surrender.
那我刚才说呢，是不是是这么觉得哦？那个 Narada Muni 才能对成为 Atmaran， 那是一个非常高的境界，不是一般人都可以达到的。那 Guru 回答说呢，你看 Narada Muni 他也是一个，不是，就是那个猎人。Murari 他也是个 Atmaram， 他并没有做太多的事情，就是他也就变成了一个 Atmaram 了。下一个问题来自于 Honey， 顶拜 Guru， 如果根据我们的业报中我们会挣很多钱，那不管我们从事什么工作都会获得吗？如果我们业报中不会有很多钱，那无论我们如何努力，是不是也赚不了那么多呢？So if according to our karma,we can earn a lot of money. Does that mean that no matter what kind of work we do, we will definitely get a lot? If
we get a lot of money.
If in our karma we are not supposed to have so much money, so no matter how much effort we make, we will never make so much.
Yes.
是的，的确就像你说的那样。
You can't fight your karma.
就是你的这种业报的力量是你无法抵御的。
If you're not meant to be making money, don't try to become a wealthy person. You're gonna waste your time.
因为你要是就是你的业报中啊，命中注定你就挣不了很多钱的，你就不要太费力、太花时间在挣大钱上面了。如果你这样去做的话，一定会浪费很多的时间。
I find that China.Is a country where you can really see karma at work.
我感觉呢，中国就是这样的一个国家，你就真的是可以看到这个业报是怎么样发生作用的，真的是历历在目。
In Western countries, you can pretty much predict. You know, it's pretty much set that certain families, kids go to school, they get a job, the family maintains somehow or other, the smart people become wealthy.But in China, the most unlikely people out of nowhere become multimillionaires.
就是在西方的话，大体上就是人们的这种生活就是一目了然的。很多家庭就是有一个房子，然后呢有孩子上学、受教育等等，就是过的这种平平淡淡的生活，大部分是这样。但是有一些特别。聪明的人，或者说他们家世特别好的人，他们就能挣很多的钱，就成了这种富翁啊什么的，亿万富翁、千万富翁，这一切都是好像是可以预料的，清清楚楚的，没有什么过多的意外。但是在中国的情况就是不一样了，你会看到有一些人，他是从农村里面出来的，家里是一贫如洗，但是他一夜之间就变成了亿万富翁了，千万富翁。
A farmer sells his land, now he owns 10 apartments.
就比如说一个农民他把他的地给卖了或者国家征收，哎呀，一下子就获得了十间房子。
A village guy with no education stopped to do something silly on Weixin and then suddenly got like 5 million of followers and money pouring into the bank.
就比如说农村里面哪个男孩子也没有说受过太多的教育，然后就做一些傻乎乎的事情，那意思就是说在那个网上啊，叫什么网上那个卖货什么吸引流量或者之类的这些事情，然后就源源不断的上千万这么多的钱就涌到他的账户里面来，然后他就成了千万富翁了。
There's this village woman, she had zero education, she moved to Ningbo and then she started a jewelry business, now she owns an empire.
就是说我看到过新闻里面说到有一个有一个那个农村里面出来的，其实就是一个村姑吧，一个农民以前是个农民的，然后他就开始搬到那个宁波去，开始做了那种首饰生意吧，然后现在他已经有了整个的一个王国了，珠宝王国了。
And then you've got this guy goes to America, gets a top degree, comes back to China, starts a business, and everything collapses.
但是我们也会看到很多人家里辛辛苦苦的攒钱供他到美国去读书，读完书之后回到中国来创业，但是呢辛辛苦苦创的这个事业呢一夜之间呢也就崩溃了。
So it's better to remain stable.
所以呢最好还是稳定比较好。
Yesterday I was talking to one devotee about the prospect of opening restaurants.In China, restaurants open and close all the time.
昨天我跟一个奉献者在讨论说，就是在中国去开一个餐厅啊，这个前景如何？那我们观察到在中国的话，这些餐厅就是不断的开，不断的关啊，开开关关，非常的频繁。
So you have to remain stable and not try too hard for things which are difficult to obtain. This is actually Rupa Goswami's instruction.Don't work hard for things that are difficult to obtain.
所以说呢，其实最好你还是比较稳定的维持你自己的生活，不要去试图去努力的挣到其实你自己很难挣到的这些东西。其实这个 Rupa Goswami 呢，在教会的甘露里面也是这样子的一个训示，就是说奉献者呢不应当过于的努力去获得他们难以达到的东西。陈冠江 Chaitanya Charan Prabhu Hare Krishna 顶拜 Prabhu Mataji Krishna 扩展出很多 Vishnu 他是把至尊灵魂分隔成很多份吗怎么理解 So how to understand the statement that from Krishna there are a lot of expansion of Vishnu so then what does that mean? Does that mean that the Supreme Soul is divided into a lot of different parts?
Krishna can expand himself without losing his own personal identity.
那 Krishna 他可以不断的扩展但是他始终不失去他自己个人的这种身份完整性
Just like the president of the country has power over the whole country.
就好像是一个国家这个总统呢他对于整个的这个国家他都是有这种叫什么权力的。
So the president expands into his ministers, the minister expands into the administrators into the lawmakers into the police.
所以呢作为总统的他的这种至高无上的这种权力呢他也会扩展出来到他身边的总理或者是首相然后再到这个政府议会然后再到这个政府部门到警察然后这么一步一步他的这个权力就这样子扩展出来。
So wherever you are, wherever you go, you feel the presence.Of the authority and the power of the president, but the president remains one person.
所以呢，不管你走到哪里呢，你都可以看到这样的一种权力所给人们所带来的这种影响。就是说，这个总统他的这种权力，他是扩展出来了，但是你总统你可能是看不到的。
So in the Vedas, it's mentioned that Krishna has multiple energies. Through those energies.He can perform so many things.
所以呢，这个伟达经里面就是说呢 ，Krishna 他也有无穷无尽的这种能量，然后通过这种能量的这个扩展的话呢，他无所不能。OK， 下一个问题来自 David Shakti， 顶拜咕噜感翻，有时候觉得被蒙蔽，怎么努力都没有多大的改变，有时候又觉得突然间。清醒了，请问这是星象和业报的影响吗？请问 Guru 怎样才能更好的提高知觉，时常保持 Krishna 知觉？Sometimes I feel uncovered, and no matter how much effort I make, there is not much transformation. Sometimes I suddenly feel awakened, and is it because of the influence of my chart, astrology, and the karma?My question for you, Guru, is how to elevate our consciousness so that we can always maintain our Krishna consciousness.
Don't depend or refer to astrology. It's a waste of time.
你不要什么事情呢都听这个星象或者是星象师的，如果你这样子的话，那就会浪费很多的时间。
Krishna consciousness is beyond any astrological reading.
其实 Krishna 知觉的一切都超越于星象。
Even if the world is upside down, that doesn't stop devotees from chanting.
就算是这个世界都被颠覆了，我们的奉献者依然会继续的唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And hearing and remembering about Krishna.
是聆听阅读有关 Krishna 的一切。
So the only reason why sometimes we feel that we are affected is because we are not that steady in Krishna consciousness.
那之所以我们有的时候会感觉到被蒙蔽被影响呢，是因为我们在 Krishna 知觉中还没有到达一种平稳的状态。
So it's like you have a disease, you go to the doctor gives you a prescription.
这就好比是你生病了，你到医院里去看病，然后呢，医生就给你开了方子。
And you take the prescription and you feel there are some improvements.
然后呢，是你遵医嘱服药了，然后你就觉得身体好像好一些了。
But you still feel sick somehow or other.
但是呢，你还是觉得好像这个病没有完全好，就是还是有生病的感觉。
So, you don't give up taking your prescription.
那么在这个时候呢，你就不能停下服药了，你还要继续的去服药。
Because by taking the prescription, you'll be completely cured.
那你遵医嘱继续这样去做的话，你最后一定能够痊愈的。
So if the mind plays games, if the body is dragging us.We should not stop performing our duties as devotees, which is our sadhana bhakti.
所以呢，有的时候你的心意可能会在跟捉弄你啊，或者有的时候你的肢体很沉重啊，拽着你使你止步不前。那在这种时候呢，你都不要放弃你的灵性的责任。这个就是你的 sadhana， 你的规范休息是不能停止的。当你这样去做的时候，就能够克服影响。
We have to be very meticulous and very absorbed when we perform our spiritual activities.
当我们去实践我们的这个灵性的活动的时候呢，我们应当要非常的细致谨慎，也要非常的认真。
And especially we have to pay attention to our japa chanting.
特别是要关注的就是我们的 japa， 我们的念诵。
This is really how we take the temperature of spiritual progress based on the quality of our chanting.
其实我们就可以通过我们的念诵的这个质量，来测试我们在灵性进步上的这个温度。
Prabhupada explained to the devotees, if you chant 16 rounds attentively, Maya cannot touch you.
释迦牟尼佛说，你如果能够很好的念诵十六圈的话，那么玛雅是没有办法触及到你的。
So pay attention to your japa.
所以呢，你一定要非常认真的对待你的 japa 念诵。
And pay attention to your sadhana.
然后对你的 sadhana 就是平常的规范修习呢，要非常的警醒。
And gradually.You will be less and less affected.
然后慢慢慢慢，你就会越来越少的受到这些影响啊。你说的这些，就是蒙蔽的影响啊。
Okay, Sumukhi Radha, we finished.
好 ，Sumukhi Radha Mataji， 是否问题已经问完了？
嗯。
我听不见你的声音。Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
好，感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
Krishna Premi, thank you very much for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for listening patiently and for your very nice questions.
感谢所有的奉献者耐心的聆听，也感谢大家提出的问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Narada Muni ki jai, Mugrari ki jai.Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kashadesh Yatra ki jai, Go Premanande Hari Hari Go.
白坤达之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的切丹念经师切丹念池尔特米塔的讲课就到这里结束，我们下周同一时间再见。我们现在讲到的是玛达丽拉中篇逍遥的第24章，有关于 Atmaram 师节的61孝解释。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna